is Louise in with you. If you want to get in touch, you can text me at 087 1102 107. You can also send me a message as well. And I have got the wonderful Mairead on the line to have a chat all about love, romance, relationships. Mairead, how are you keeping? Thanks for joining
me. I'm great. Happy Monday, Louise.
Happy Monday is right. Now, we've got loads and loads of messages in. You might be able to decipher this one for us. Of course, you are a matchmaker. You are a very successful podcaster. You name it. And as well, you've been on with me, I'd say, for nearly about 2 years on the show. Hey, Mairead, have a quick question. Is hot and cold behaviour towards a man, is it a good way to go? My dating isn't progressing, but I just thought I'd mix it up a little bit. I'm chatting to a guy at the moment. He's very good friends. I'd like us to be more than friends, but I'm not entirely sure if I should be playing a game with a little bit of hot and cold, maybe with the ringing. It looks like he's kind of ringing and then he goes quiet and then they're texting and it kind of goes quiet, but she's looking for guidance. Does hot and cold ever work? That kind of little bit of game?
No, absolutely not. And actually the word game knows you should know immediately you're going in the wrong direction. So there should be no game playing. And loads of people think, oh, I need to play a bit of a game, treat him mean, keep him keen, all these silly things, okay? All that's going to do is prolong the agony for you. And I think it's really important. If you're looking for a long-term real love, okay, the thing is very clear communication, clear on what you're looking for. And if they're not looking for the same thing, then guess what? It's the wrong timing or they're the wrong person for you. And it is as simple as that, Louise. You know, I think too many people overcomplicate it. Like, what good is going to come out of playing games with this person? Yeah. You're literally just going to be trying to keep their attention all of the time. I know sometimes it can feel like there's no fish in that sea instead of plenty of fish in the sea. But, like, you know, it is difficult. And I understand it does get exhausting. And you do meet someone that you like and you want to make a good impression and you want to, you know, put in an extra bit of effort or try and hook them in or whatever different ways you want to look at it. I will say there is a little bit of a dance that needs to be done so you don't come on flying, you know, too heavy or anything like that. But I think the simpler you keep it, the better.
Yeah, definitely.
Just clear communication, you know. If I think they're kind of from that message, there seems to be a good bit of communication, and that, you know, there has been some level of communication, you know, that there's, she's not just like, you know, pulling it out of thin air. But I think it's very important that there is no game playing. Yes, a little bit of a dance, but no game playing.
Absolutely. And I think, you know what, if you're spending time kind of, you know, that whole treat them mean, keep them keen kind of thing, I mean, things have changed so much in the dating world that you don't know whether they're just kind of go, well, look, she's been a bit bitchy towards me. Good luck. I don't need that. Because I think people are so busy right now, you know, and you've got so much going on in your life and you're trying to fit in a relationship and trying to spend quality time with your other half and all that kind of stuff, that, like, all of it can get just so on top of you. So if you're playing this game over and back when you're only even, you know, just starting out with the dating kind of thing, it has to become all exhausting.
Exactly. What she just said as well, you know, about hot and cold. Like, you know, does playing hot and cold, you know, pique their interest? No, it doesn't. Like, if you think of when you start dating someone, all you want is consistency. Mm-hmm. You want to know they're going to call you. They're going to show up when they're going to show up. They're going to act a particular way. Like, if anything, hot and cold is actually going to drive a man in the complete opposite direction. I think it's really important that you actually remain consistent. Like, you know, they want a feminine lady. They want a lady that they're going to know how they're going to react or if they're going to respond. If you're not responding to text messages, chances are they're not going to respond back. If you're like really fun and happy and everything today, that's just going. All they're going to think is, oh my God, this person is so stressful, so much drama. You know, it's just way, I don't even know if they're going to write back to me. So absolutely not. Just keep it focused and have fun. Be a fun person. You know, concentrate on having fun in your life, having great things to talk to them about, being fun when you're talking to them instead of being up and down.
Yeah, definitely. Tell me a little bit about this, right? It's just come out, I suppose, in a new article that apparently close to 2/3 of Tinder users are actually already in a relationship. How? Why? Like, I just don't understand. Are married people actually on Tinder or people who are in, like, you know, serious relationships? How does this
work? So this study was done by the Journal of Cyberpsychology, Behaviour and Social Networking. So it's quite complex. Like, it's not just just a few people on Tinder that were with a notepad and pen, you know. But it was based on basically self-esteem and loneliness. So they interviewed 1,400 people, which is a huge amount of people between the ages of 18 and 74. And yeah, the findings were that 65.3% of them were either married or in a relationship. And I think there's a lot of people out there that's not going to be surprised by that. You know, I think what we need to ask yourself here is if you're, you know, driving along in your car right now, good question, and you are married or you are in a relationship, instead of thinking, you know, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? I think maybe questions you should be asking yourself is my other half on Tinder? So, look, it's quite complex, okay, if we look at it. But yeah, the figures are what the figures are. If you look at how many people are using Tinder in Ireland, 200,000 people are the number of people that are using Tinder in Ireland, of which now 50,000 of them are using it daily. But if you actually look at these statistics, that means that 130,000 people in Ireland that are using Tinder are actually married or in a relationship. So it's quite difficult.
And what is somebody who's in a relationship, or even if they are married, what are they getting from Tinder that they wouldn't normally get from their partner? Is it that thing of, you know, being able to talk to a stranger, or, you know, the excitement of the first conversation? And, you know, maybe they're like, oh, you know, let's say hypothetically, if somebody was talking to me, you know, and you get that conversation of, oh, well, this is what I do for a living, this is where I am, this is, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What are they actually getting out of it?
Well, first of all, let's just face it, if you are married or in a relationship, chances are you don't have your photograph up there. So I'm not sure, if I'm honest, what they're really getting from it. The study was done on self-esteem and loneliness. So for self-esteem, I don't know if you're going to be getting that level of self-esteem if you don't have your photograph up. Mm-hmm. But like the loneliness part of it, I can totally understand that. And I suppose, like, look, we don't all know the story. We don't know what people get from it. There is definitely, when you receive a text message of somebody you fancy, or you can, you know, you're in the talking stage and you're like the over and back of the text messages and everything like that, there is a dopamine hit, which basically, if anybody knows about hormones, dopamine is kind of the cuddle hormone, the happy hormone, those sorts of things. There is a dopamine hit with it when you receive those messages. So, you know, I can understand from that point of view. I would say as well, Louise, there's a lot of people out there, you know, we think of loneliness and we think of older people very often. There's a lot of single people out there that are very lonely. There's a lot of people that are actually married to the wrong people in the wrong relationships. And so, like, there are all different. I'm not saying that it makes it right or wrong, but, like, everybody's circumstances are different. And I will say, from being a matchmaker, I'm matching over 7,000 people all over, and nobody knows what goes on in other people's relationships. We have no idea. So, but I will say, you know, if you are one of those people and you're listening to this right now, will you please just be kinder to the single people out there that are looking for long-term real love? You know, tell them straight away if that's the case that you are in a relationship, and let them decide from there. Don't carry it on.
Yeah.
You know, and not say anything to them. Like, there's a lot of people, a lot of the reason that people come to me for matchmaking is, one, I meet every single person in person. Two, I get a photograph of their driver's license or passport. And three, they pay, you know, professional fees for me to do their matchmaking for them. And so it eliminates all of that. And very often, the main reason people come to me for matchmaking is they are exhausted by the apps. They are exhausted talking. The average person that is properly doing online dating is doing it for 10 hours a week.
Wow.
So if you think of it, if you're online dating for 10 hours a week, and next thing you have a situation that 65% of those people are actually married or in a relationship, like, that's 6.5 hours, basically, of the time you spend swiping. It's just completely wasted straight away if you're just looking for long-term real love.
I used to, you know, get really annoyed at people ghosting you or that kind of stuff, and then, you know, you might go on a date and then suddenly you wouldn't hear from the person for, this has actually happened to me before years ago, but you wouldn't hear from the person in ages and ages and ages, we're talking months, and then next thing they'd be like, I heard you on the radio and you sound class, and you're like, well, yeah, you didn't reply to my message. You know, we weren't going to go and get married or anything, but you didn't reply to my message, but you think it's cool that I'm on the radio. But I suppose, do you think that this type of behaviour is allowing people to fall into more of a betrayal sense of I suppose, like, it's making betrayal of other people's feelings more okay. It's like, I know we've spoken about this before, that you really do need Leroji to go on dating apps. You need to have your full wits about you. You need to know when to cut it off. You need to know when you might be duped. You have to be so careful of where you go to meet people. You know, like, you really do need to have your wits about you. But imagine if you are, you know, you're going to meet somebody and they tell you a whole load of lies, and then you suddenly meet them and go, well, actually, I'm married and I've got three kids and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, hang on a minute, you told me all of these lovely things and I'm after finding this out about you. But also, the betrayal of your partner being on these dating apps and then leading a very normal life in the background, but maybe they go to bed an hour or, you know, a half an hour later than you do, and they're up texting somebody on Tinder or even during work.
I know, it's very difficult, Louise. Like, it's from all angles, it's very, very difficult. You know, if you are out there looking for a long-term real love, what you actually spoke about there is them reappearing after weeks. It's actually called zombieing. It's a bit of like risen from the dead. You know, it's very funny. But like, look, what I would say is, for people that are out there dating and trying to find love, it is very difficult. And you know, you have a situation where you are spending hours going into it. You are very emotionally aware, and I think it's emotionally involved. And I think it's really important that people know this. If you are online dating and you're putting yourself out there, it's, first of all, the pace is a lot faster than it would have been 10, 15 years ago. So a couple of years ago, what you would have actually happened was, you might have met somebody on a night out. You met maximum two people on a night out, or you were like at an underage disco and flying around the place, you know. But like, what I would say is, rejection was a lot less, whereas now the chances of regular rejection are much higher because you are talking to so many people. So I think what you have to be, if you're out there online dating, you need to have a little word to yourself, okay? And very often, anybody that would have done my dating masterclass, they would see that I would say to them at the beginning, when they are starting out dating, is like, write down a list of all of the reasons why you're fabulous, why you're great, why you're such a good catch and everything. Because there will be times when you're online dating that you will actually question your sanity, like, you know, am I actually that bad, or, you know, all of those things. Because the amount of regular rejection you get, you do need to be, if anybody says to me they're kind of, you know, challenged with their mental health, I always say to them, okay, wait a second, if you're challenged with your mental health, I actually think you should spend a good, you know, 2 to 6 months, like, you know, talking to a therapist and looking after your mental health before you start online dating, because it is a very difficult time. And I think you're better off to focus on that and then maybe look at doing online dating. But I think it's very important to build a certain amount of resistance and resilience. I think it's very important that you actually take a step back if somebody does ghost you. Is it ghosting if you've only been talking to them for an hour online and then you go back on and they're no longer there? You know, like, what is your perception of it? Some people, that is ghosting, and they might be very mentally traumatized by that. For other people, ghosting is until they've met them 3 or 4 times on a date. So I think it's very important that we're realistic, that if you have not met the person, they're not a real person. But I do think that everybody should be a person of high value when they're online dating. And I do think that you should be honest, you should be kind, and you should be very aware of what that other person is looking for, and by asking them. And you know what? If they're not looking for what you're looking for, one, say it, and two, be polite about it. They're on a different journey to you, whether it's timing, whether it's a place at the timing in their life, you know, they've just come out of a relationship and they are looking for something different to you. Be respectful of everybody, as if they were somebody you were talking to in the street, you know, if you were meeting them out and about.
Yeah, definitely. We've covered so much there as well. And I suppose, Marie, if anybody wants to check out your podcast, if they want to take a look at what you've got online, and of course, if they want to reach out and ask you a question, where is the best place to go?
Well, I'm currently top 3 in the podcast charts for relationships and tough love with my co-host Stephanie Regan. So if anybody wants to check that out, or if you want to get in contact with me for matchmaking, visit me either on my website or on my Instagram. Both are lovehq.ie.
Super stuff. Marie, thank you so much for coming on to have a chat to me. Hopefully we've helped out some people. And listen, I'll be looking forward to catching up with you again really soon.
A pleasure as always. Thank you, Louise.
Thanks a million. Still to come, I've got George Ezra on the way. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night plays next on iRadio's
The Hub with Louise Clark.